Hello and welcome to this NYSAC podcast. Today's piece features county representatives who have been impacted by changes in recycling markets. These representatives came together at a recent DEC stakeholders meeting to discuss concerns and solutions for recycling. Our guests for the program will introduce themselves in a moment, so stay tuned.
I'm Susan McIntyre, and I'm the Solid Waste Director for Delaware County. So I'm at the DEC stakeholder meeting. We're talking about recycling markets. We're talking about the difficulty in moving material given the state of export conditions and China's decision to severely restrict material that's being imported into their country. We welcome the opportunity to participate and share our experiences with the marketplace. One of the things that Delaware County has done over the years with our solid waste program is become as independent and self-sustaining as we can. So we have developed a program that includes many of the features of an integrated solid waste system. We have our own landfill, we have our own recycling operation, we have our own composting operation, we do our own processing of material for alternate covers and alternate engineering uses, and to some extent we are our own marketplace for some of our material, and we do transfer an export of select materials. So we see a lot of different angles in the marketplace. We have been aware that the export market was in decline since 2014 when China first initiated their Green Fence program and started to restrict material being exported in. As a result, we doubled down on our marketing to the domestic marketplace as much as possible. And when I say domestic, I'm including Canada. Since we sit right on the Canadian border, you know, New York sits on the Canadian border, not necessarily Delaware County, but we send quite a bit of material over the Canadian line, and very little is actually exported. Where we have felt the pain of these tariffs and market restrictions in the Chinese marketplace is in our, what I'll call our fringe materials. So it's film plastic, it's ag plastic, plastic bags, some of the lower value material, where we were able to actually move a little bit of material a couple of years ago. Now that marketplace is completely closed. It is just dead. Can't move. I can't pay somebody enough material to move it. So we are very much in a condition where we're having to essentially stockpile that. Well, that's in contravention of the state regulations that say you can only hang on to material for a period of time before you got to actually move it out. So it's going to put us in a position where we're going to have to make a decision. Are we going to landfill that material, stop taking it in? Can we support the development of alternate markets to try to create an opportunity where there isn't one now? I don't have the answer, but I want to be part of the solution. I recognize some of the handling challenges that communities have, and we welcome the opportunity to be here at the table.
My name's Larry Legault, and I'm St. Lawrence County Solid Waste Department Operations Manager, Recycling Coordinator.
So really, it's the cost of disposing of recyclables that is financially putting a stress on the St. Lawrence County Solid Waste Department's budget. We are paying $133 a ton to get to dispose of recyclables, and we dispose of our MSW at $44 a ton. So you can see there's a big difference in what we're paying to get rid of recyclables and what we're paying to get rid of our MSW. So our legislators, which I have to keep going in front of, asking for money to cover the cost of recyclables, they're to the point where, why are we doing this? You know, it's not cost effective. So why are we want to educate people? Why do we want to keep bringing in more recyclables when it's costing us more money to get rid of the recyclables than the MSW? Granted, I know that's what we should be doing. So I think there's got to be some relief somehow that it's the right thing to do, recycling. I'll agree with that. But there's got to be some type of financial support to make it affordable and cost-effective, especially for small rural counties like St. Lawrence County. I think that people want to recycle. They want to do the right thing, especially the new generation. They want to do the right thing and be part of recycling because that's the new wave. So I think people want to do it. They're not seeing this effect, the situation in the tip fee or in the cost to them yet. I think once they start seeing where recycling costs are going to be pretty much the same as MSW costs, then why are we separating? You know, if they're both the same to get rid of, then why are we separating? So the incentive is to make recycling for people to have not to pay for recycling. That'll give them the incentive to recycle. But in our county, it's not cost effective not to charge for it. Well, I'm hoping to take back that at least the DEC knows our issues. They seem to be willing to work with us any way they can to try to resolve this issue. I think the DEC needs to work with maybe Region 6 and Region 5. Those are the two rural communities or counties in the state. And I think we need to sit down together as those two regions and try to come up with what we can do for those two regions. Because I think we're unique from the other counties in the state, I think. So,
Jeff Edwards with Schenectady County. A lot of the problem with recycling is that the average person just gets the message that recycling is good. And recycling is complicated. And it's different from community to community. So people are confused.
Yes.
And so just getting the word out that recycling is good does not help. You get the aspirational recycling, and that is bad. So what we need to do, I think, in order to make education work, is to universalize it, as has been discussed, and also to simplify it. So we've got to pick out a certain small number of things. I mean, we've tried to recycle everything, and that's largely because that's what the aspirational recyclers want us to do. The people that are for recycling want us to recycle everything. Well, especially in this environment, that is not realistic. So we need to make it simple, make it clear, make what people can recycle as direct. And then the point also is we've got to hit home with that education. So if people aren't doing it right, we've got to be leaving them little stickers on their bins that say, sorry, we didn't pick up your recycling today because A, B, C, or D, and check it off. And maybe it's not a fine to start off with, but it is educational stuff, personalized, you know, and maybe some state money to allow, you know, to support those kinds of personalized education programs, you know, would work. Certainly more money, you know, we get good money for the recycling education program. I think it could certainly use more money, the MWRRP program. That gets into legislation. And I like the revisions that the state has done. It'll be difficult to make it work, but to fund the recycling educators and recycling education programs on a year-to-year basis. But there needs to be more money going in that direction as well. So.
My name is Debbie Jackson, and I'm the Vice President of the New York State Association for Production, Reuse, and Recycling. First of all, I agree with the City of New York. Taking glass out of the waste or recycling stream is not something that we should do blindly. For some reasons, first of all, most people that drink beer don't like drinking beer out of a can, which is unfortunate, but it's true. And you get a lot of BPA in a lot of those aluminum cans. So we have to look at all sorts of aspects when we're dealing with recycling and that kind of thing. We also need, and I've been on an outreach and education for a long time, and I know it's a difficult thing to deal with, but we also need, when we're having these conversations on improving recycling, is we need to really start focusing, too, on the hierarchy of the of solid waste management. For materials management, and that's looking at trying to reduce waste both at our end that we're collecting materials, but also at the front end, and that takes legislation. Businesses, we all know, are wonderful things. Well, we need to start directing to businesses that they need to make stuff that's more waste productive, more reusable, more recyclable, so that we can eliminate a lot of these issues. China is never coming back to what we saw before, and a lot of us have been in this business for a long time, and we've seen a lot of fluctuation in the markets. There's been good years, there's been bad years, and we'll get through this. But we need, again, to develop our local markets. All the conversations that we've had, we're just reiterating some of those statements. We need to develop local markets. We need to get ESD back in the process and doing more work on market development. Databases are all important things. All outreach and education is important, but again, we need to focus on just more than just improving recycling. We do have to clean the bins, and there are a lot of zealous people out there that really want to recycle everything. And I think once they figure out why they shouldn't be recycling some materials, they'll get on board. But outreach and education is very important. Thank you.
My name is Gregory Ernst. I'm the Supervisor of Solid Waste Management in Cortland County, so I manage both the landfill and the recycling programs there. We have a privatized recycling program, single stream recycling, but we've as everybody else in the state, has been struggling with the additional costs of dealing with the single stream or any of the recycling. The commodities are costing a lot more than previously to deal with, and it's put a great burden on the county financially, as well as just the logistics of trying to deal with these things. We've seen since commodities have gone to lower values, we've seen a large uptick because some of the local haulers that were actually kick-sorting the recyclables out and keeping it for themselves when it was worth something, we're now getting that material as well. So not only are we getting lower prices for the materials, we're seeing greater volume because the value is so low, people are just dumping it on the county to deal with. So one of the things that, primary in coming here today was to see what kind of direction the state is looking to move to try to, first of all, alleviate some of the financial burden that this has caused, as well as, I'm heartened to hear a lot of conversation about consistency. That's one of the big things that even as a single stream recycler, we have a lot of problem with consistency, as well as, the materials that are placed in the recycling system that aren't recyclable, like, as you mentioned, bowling balls and garden hoses and such things. We have a big problem with that as well. So we're hoping to find some better information on education as well as a consistency throughout the state to deal with recycling, much like they did with electronics. There's a list of eligible electronics that the state wants to have done. There's nothing even close to that dealing with any other recyclable materials. And to me, the other, the bottles, the cans, the plastics is a much more complex material to deal with. Electronics, you can kind of list it down. It's like anything on the computer. Nowadays, with the bottles and cans and clear glass and colored glass and tin cans and aluminum cans and, there's six or eight different types of plastic out there. So trying to bring that into a single view that we can give out to the public and then bring the public in the fold a bit. And right now, to try to educate the public is problematic in the fact that you're trying to teach them something that is so complex that, and it changes from county to county, that it's problematic at best. So that's really what I'm here for, to try to find out what direction the state's looking to go with these types of problems.
Jolene Race. I work for Columbia County Solid Waste Department. I'm the director. A few months ago, I had contacted DEC when I became aware that we were going to be in a crisis situation with recycling. We were in the process of renegotiating our contract, and we were seeing that the prices were going double what we had been paying. So I had met with DEC representatives, and they said that they, in the future, would be having a meeting. That's why I'm attending today. Well, we're a small staff. I started with the county in 1990, and my sole job at that point was to teach recycling. But we had a staff of eight in the administrative office, and now we're down to three, which includes myself. So social media, of course, is a huge outlet. Back in the day, we didn't have websites and stuff. But I actually think it was easier to educate people back then because everybody read the newspaper. So if you put a press release out, everybody saw it. So we're doing a lot of handouts at the station, flyers. We put up new signage. We sent letters to all of our supervisors and their municipal clerks to put it in their water bills and tax bills, just to try to clean up the material. Well, we actually have a mixed program. We have both curbside with private haulers, and we operate transfer stations throughout the county. So we've noticed a huge impact in our transfer stations because haulers have started paying or charging for recyclable material. And a lot of material is coming into Columbia County because we don't charge. So we've seen a lot of contamination. So we're trying to figure out how we re-educate all over again. So.
I can't remember a time when we questioned whether recycling should continue. I don't know if any of you in the audience in the recent past can remember a time when we questioned. But yet that's what I'm taking at my office from two small counties. Is it worthwhile? Is the cost of recycling worth it?
Wow.
At $120 a ton for recycling versus $73 a ton for garbage. For some local governments, it could be cost prohibitive. That's pretty scary. Counties are experiencing recycling budget shortfalls because of the changes in this global market. In some areas, there are reports of several $100,000 of deficiencies in the recycling programs. That's a lot of money for St. Lawrence County. That's a lot of money in Schoharie County and Washington County and Chautauqua County and in our rural areas. That is an amount we just simply can't transfer funds from other departments to make up these losses, restricting the types of recyclables that they receive. Again, we're in a position in the state of New York to be questioning the types of recyclables that we should be receiving. It's going to thoroughly confuse the public even more than we are all confused right now. And we are confused. So what are the solutions? Departments should consider short and long-term solutions, as we've heard so far, and your outreach today is a great first step in the short term, right now. Education, key. We've heard about it from our speakers before us here. Education is going to be a key component. In the short term, we need to focus on producing the best quality recyclables and reduce contamination. Let that be our goal before we leave here today. Educate the public about what is recyclable is more critical now than ever, and get ahead of this curve that's happening from China. We don't know if this course is going to reverse. I just heard in 2020, complete elimination of this mixed paper product into the Chinese government, who wants to do it in-house. Why not? Why not take it in-house? So why don't we take it in-house and use this as an opportunity and maximize this product that we have right here domestically in our state? And grants should be expedited so municipalities can begin education efforts as soon as possible. That's short term. Lots of states, new slogans, recycle right, what's in, what's out. Let's take a look at what we have here in this state. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Does it work? Is it catchy? Is it old? Do we need something fresh with the millennials coming behind us? We have a lot of bright people in this state. You all in this room are incredibly gifted and talented, as are the folks at the department here. In the long term, 1 to 3 years, we recommend the state should provide municipalities with additional grants to invest in MRF equipment and facility upgrades to improve their operations and save local taxpayers money. Bring processing to New York State. Domestic consumption of mixed paper is not the answer because we don't have enough demand in the United States, but domestic processing, on the other hand, can be part of the solution. Right now, our paper is going to India, Vietnam, being processed, going back to China. We don't know how long this cycle is going to continue. We need to bring facilities that process recyclables right here to this state. We've been hit harder than the South, the Midwest counterparts, because we do not process our recyclables in state. Lastly, how does New York fit in within the region of the Northeast? Can we, should we be a hub for processing mixed news? And finally, New York State should develop new markets. New York State should lobby the federal government to engage on this issue. We must work with Washington, D.C. This is a national issue. We must ask the federal government to pass legislation that supports and enhances market development. For the past several decades, China has served as the end market for roughly a third of the world's recyclables. We need to develop new markets to address the supply and demand imbalance.